This program is for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Ricky Gibbs for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Reviews. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the News and Observer, NC Triangle Dining, a restaurant, food, and drink blog in Raleigh, Durham, Cary, and Chapel Hill, the Eat Raleigh blog, a local blog whose mission is to explore culture, history, passion, and people of Raleigh through its culinary delights, and the Triangle Food blog, a hobby blog that helps locals keep up with the latest Triangle restaurant news. Before we get started, here is a quick reminder of what the N and O ratings mean. 5 stars are extraordinary, 4 stars are excellent, 3 stars are above average, 2 stars are average, and 1 star is fair. First, from the News and Observer, downtown Raleigh's lunch landscape looks different now. What's changed, new, and gone? This was published July 26th and written by Drew Jackson. After more than a year without the bulk of its workforce, downtown Raleigh is beginning to snap back to life. The COVID-19 pandemic kept many workers at home for the last year and a half, but offices are increasingly inviting people and employees back as vaccinations increase. The return of downtown workers also means the return of the lunch hour, that sacred midday scarf. The lunch landscape has changed in downtown Raleigh, with the pandemic closing some old favorites, but some new additions arriving. Some popular restaurants haven't resumed lunch service yet, but we'll update our list when they do. Old Favorites, A Place at the Table, 300 West Hargett Street, Suite 50, phone number 919-307-8914. Raleigh's famous Pay What You Can restaurant expanded during the pandemic and now has a full-service kitchen, meaning more menu options. Beasley's Chicken and Honey, 237 South Wilmington Street, 919-322-0127. Ashley Christensen's Fried Chicken Restaurant serves up several chicken sandwiches, including a searing hot chicken with Carolina Reaper oil. It has recently added a smash burger. Benny Capital's, 121 Fayetteville Street, Suite 110. Their phone number is 919-239-4173. Easily the largest pizza slices in Raleigh, if not all of North Carolina. Carol's Kitchen, 19 East Martin Street, 919-670-3622. This nonprofit lunch spot is a reliable option for classic sandwiches and salads, and the only place in Raleigh to find colaches. Chini Chai and Coffee and Tiffin, 227 Fayetteville Street, 919-421-1774. Situated in the YMCA on Fayetteville Street, I've heard you can head here for a toast bar and coffee. Clyde Cooper's Barbecue, 327 South Wilmington Street, 919-832-7614. As old school as it gets, this whole hog barbecue restaurant started taking credit cards for the first time not too long ago. Think about a bag of cracklins for the office. Crema, 421 Fayetteville Street, 919-834-7279. Kind of hidden in plain sight, this decade-old cafe serves up some of the most exciting sandwich specials in the city, including Cuban Rubens and Jamaican jerk chicken. El Dorado Mexican Restaurant, 329 South Blunt Street, 919-829-0777. The dream group lunch spot with tacos, enchiladas, burritos, and fajitas. Heirloom Brew Shop, 219 Southwest Street, 919-297-8299. More than a coffee shop and tea house, Heirloom serves Pan-Asian dishes like chilled noodle salad, Taiwanese fried chicken sandwiches, and a mapo tofu rice bowl. Manhattan Cafe, 320 South Wilmington Street, 919-833-6105. Tried and true lunch option to tote to a park or back to the office, specializing in sandwiches and salads. Morgan Street Food Hall, 411 West Morgan Street, 919-307-4481. The first food hall to open in downtown Raleigh features Bella's Wood-Fired Pizza and Tapas, Bueno Papa Fry Bar, Cow Bar Burger and Fries, Ilya's Southern Kitchen, Maku's Empanadas, Curry in a Hurry, Bad Cat Coffee Crepes and Bagels, Opa, Wicked Taco, Primal Cuts, Cousin Maine Lobster, The Bowls, Yoho Hibachi and Sushi Burrito, The Katsu, and Oak City Fish and Chips. The Pit Authentic Barbecue, 328 West Davie Street, 919-890-4500. One of Raleigh's best-known restaurants and popular spot for those looking for an introduction to North Carolina barbecue, as the Pit serves both Lexington shoulders and Eastern-style whole hog. Pizza Times, 210 South Wilmington Street, 919-832-4411. A by-the-slice joint from the Raleigh Times folks, often rotating in creative toppings. Plaza Cafe, 411 Fayetteville Street, Suite 109, 919-758-8759. There's a set menu of burgers and sandwiches, but the standouts are the daily specials of Indian street food. Raleigh Times and Morning Times, 14 East Harrogate Street, 919-833-0999. One of the cornerstones of downtown Raleigh's dining scene, where you might consider a plate of nachos for one. Raleigh Raw Juice Bar and Cafe, 7 West Harrogate Street, 919-400-0944. This Raleigh juice bar has built a loyal following for those eating healthy, specializing in poke bowls, salads, and sushi burritos wrapped in seaweed. The Roast Grill, 7 South West Street, 919-832-8292. A true Raleigh institution that's only open for lunch, serving griddled hot dogs, best consumed from one of the handfuls of bar stools at the counter. Side Street Restaurant, 225 North Bloodworth Street, 919-828-4927. Side Street serves a sandwich for every whim and will likely convince you that your life needs a slice of pie. Sosta Cafe, 130 East Davie Street, Suite 1806, 919-833-1006. This European-style cafe has a loyal group of fans and boasts the ultimate grilled cheese made with 5 different types of cheese, tomato, and arugula. Square Burger, 225 East Martin Street, 919-896-6600. This burger joint is situated at the corner of the renovated Moore Square, serving up burgers that are, you guessed it, square, plus classic milkshakes. Transfer Company Food Hall, 500 East Davie Street, 984-232-8122. This popular collection of food vendors includes Benchwarmers Bagels, Bold Box, Dank Burritos, Almentari at Left Bank, Locals Oyster Bar, Chote's Indian Street Food, Mama Crow's Burgers and Salads, and Che Empanadas. Pandemic Closings. Chuck's. One of the earliest downtown Raleigh closings was this popular burger bar from Christensen. While it's a real loss for fry lovers, it means a larger Beasley's where the burger lives on. Linus and Peppers. For years, this was one of Raleigh's lunch standouts, with little touches like house-made potato chips. Lots of folks are missing the pork belly banh mi. Oakwood Cafe. Beloved for more than 20 years, this Argentinian restaurant closed last year, but is still offering its empanadas for catering. Reuben's New York Deli. In a short amount of time, this New York-style deli collected a lot of fans with its piled high sandwiches, but couldn't survive the exodus of downtown workers. Trophy Tap and Table. The two-story space that was once Busy Bee Cafe lived on as Trophy Tap and Table. This year, it will morph into something new as Trophy adds a distillery called Young Hearts. Virgil's Taqueria. The sister space to Linus and Pepper's closed last year, but has reopened with a new focus on dinner called Virgil's Cocktails and Cucina. What's new and on the way? Element Plant-Based Gastropub, 421 Fayetteville Street, Suite 103, 919-703-6538. Inheriting a large draft beer system, Element serves up familiar pub fare, but using plant-based ingredients and vegetable substitutions. How about a Carolina-style double burger and loaded tostados? Or bright summer ceviche made with marinated trumpet mushrooms? Flying Man, 319 Fayetteville Street, 919-615-1574. This new sister restaurant of the Flying Burrito moved into the former Wahlburger space in downtown Raleigh and serves 30 different kinds of tacos. Sam Jones Barbecue, 502 West Lenore Street, 984-206-2555. One of North Carolina's biggest barbecue evangelists, opened a new downtown Raleigh location, complete with a modern smokehouse in the middle of the city. Sweet Tea and Cornbread, 5 East Edmonton Street, 919-814-6980. The North Carolina Museum of History landed a major restaurant project with homegrown roots. This Southern Cafe is owned by Tonya Council, granddaughter of Mildred Mama Dip Council, and serves up everything from chicken salad to chicken fried steak sandwiches, plus fried okra and lots of Southern desserts. Last but not least, Union Special Bread, located at 401 Fayetteville Street in Raleigh. No phone number was provided, and I couldn't find one at the time of reading. This popular bakery, breakfast, and lunch spot will open a new downtown Raleigh location this year in the former Tama T. Continuing on with the News and Observer, Raleigh cancels Food Truck Rodeo, the first since the pandemic, due to rising COVID cases. This was published July 28th and written by Drew Jackson. For more than a year, the COVID pandemic has turned the trappings of typical life on and off like a light switch. This Sunday was meant to be downtown Raleigh's first food truck rodeo in more than a year. Now it's off, canceled by the latest surge in COVID cases, organizers said. We felt that the recent surge in Delta variant changed the rules to the game enough to justify waiting until the next event date, said downtown Raleigh food truck rodeo organizer Guy Caprioli. There are two more food truck rodeos scheduled for 2021 in Raleigh. The next will be held September 26th, followed by November 7th. In a Facebook post, organizers listed some of the reasons they didn't feel like the event could move forward despite being held outdoors. They said those issues included contagious nature of the Delta variant, slower than expected vaccination rates, and low mask wearing locally. For years, food truck rodeos have been popular summertime festivals in the Triangle, attracting thousands of diners and dozens of food vendors, showcasing the diversity of the local food scene. The pandemic largely paused that. Food trucks still popped up here and there, including in neighborhood cul-de-sacs, but rodeos and the large crowds they often attract were on an indefinite hiatus. In January, the Downtown Raleigh Food Truck Rodeo scheduled tentative dates for 2021 rodeos beginning with August 1st. As vaccine became widely available in North Carolina, that date seemed obtainable, with COVID cases low through the spring and early summer. But the recent spike in positive cases and hospitalizations led Caprioli to reconsider this weekend's event, he said. Tuesday, the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services reported 1,031 people were hospitalized with COVID-19, the highest number since early May, the News and Observer reported. Meanwhile, the percentage of people testing positive had risen to 10.4%. Health officials say 5% or lower is the target. Caprioli announced the cancellation on July 21st, waiting, he said, until the data was clear. Unlike thunderstorms, COVID posed a trickier challenge than a weather forecast. There have been times when the food truck rodeo was canceled due to a major thunderstorm, with high winds coming through, only to have it turn out to be a beautiful day, Caprioli said in an email. We felt that the recent surge in Delta variant changed the rules to the game enough to justify waiting until the next event date. Large gatherings resuming. The cancellation comes as many large gatherings are beginning to come back, such as outdoor concerts at Red Hat Amphitheater and sold-out Durham Bulls games. In canceling the food truck rodeo, Caprioli pointed to a super spreader event tied to the Provincetown Mass July 4th celebration. The Cape Cod Times reported it has led to more than 500 positive cases, which public health officials there linked to the more contagious Delta variant. We were closely watching the updates from the Provincetown/Cape Cod Delta cluster outbreak following their July 4th celebrations, Caprioli said in an email. They had similar mask mandates to what we see. They also had some of the highest vaccination rates in the country. In Wake County, 61% of the population has received one dose of the vaccine and 58% have received two doses, according to state data. The next food truck rodeo is scheduled in the Triangle. The next food truck rodeo scheduled in the Triangle is September 5th in Durham as a Labor Day celebration. This will also be Durham's first rodeo in more than a year. Organizers said they still plan to hold the event, but are keeping an eye on North Carolina's current COVID situation. We are still planning to hold our event on September 5th, said Aaron Kaufman, executive director of Durham's Central Park, in an email. However, we are closely monitoring the situation and will make our final decision around August 25th. Next, a review of Heyday Brewing. This was published in July and was published by the Eat Raleigh blog. Heyday Brewing is located at 5301 Tin Roof Way in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-351-6668. I don't even remember what was here before. This is a statement I feel like I've been making lately around Raleigh. As developers continue to try and find more nooks and crannies of the Oak City to cram new buildings in, communities like North Raleigh's 5401 North seemed to arise from nowhere. This was one of the planned anchors of the 5401 North development, a brewery. The team who brought the brewery into reality was longtime North Carolina chef Kevin Callaghan of Carrboro's Acme and brewer William McGee from Louisiana's Tin Roof Brewery. Although the brewery project has changed over time, through all the changes, it became Heyday Brewery. The menu at Heyday Brewing is a list of food that pairs well with beer, including pizzas and a few Louisiana trademarks. One of our particular favorites is the smoked seafood dip. Heyday does not fool around with a pretty presentation of artisan crackers. Instead, they just give you a row of Ritz, still in the packaging. There's a bit of childhood nostalgia ripping open the pack and diving into them in the dip. A generous portion of the red beans and rice somewhat makes up for the lack of spice. Paired up with the beans and rice was an equally impressive serving of crawfish. Po' boy sliders are the true stars of Heyday's collection of Creole-inspired dishes. Crispy fried oysters and a quality bun make for a delightful meal. Sometimes pizza at breweries are just akin to Chuck E. Cheese pizza. You don't come for the food, but eventually you get hungry enough to order the subpar pizza. With this in mind, I was apprehensive of Heyday's pizza offerings. However, the pizzas at Heyday have a great textured crust, flavorful toppings, and overall, it's a solid pie. Heyday's soft serve ice cream is fit for the brewery's sunny patio on warm days. They even provide a bit of fun with colorful and Instagrammable sundaes, which was the case for their Pride Month sundae. There's plenty of legit criticism of all the new development in Raleigh, but hopefully with places like Heyday Brewing, a place which has impacts beyond food and drink with initiatives like paying living wages to their staff, people can see the good development can do. Heyday Brewing is located at 5301 Tin Roof Way in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919 651-6668. Next, from NC Triangle Dining, Locals Oyster Bar in Raleigh for some of the freshest seafood around. This was published July 3rd and written by Ron Wynn. Locals Oyster Bar is located at 500 East Davie Street in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-594-1459. When it comes to seafood, things are looking up in Raleigh. With the recent addition of Cape Fear Seafood Company at Cameron Village, we now have several great places like Cortez Seafood and St. Roach to get your seafood on. The other option you may have overlooked is Locals Oyster Bar, part of Locals Seafood Company. While Locals Seafood focuses on the retail sales side, the Locals Oyster Bar is part of their business and gives you a dine-in option at both the popular Transfer Company Food Hall and Durham Food Hall. Most of my dining experience has been at their Raleigh location. Here's what you can expect when you visit. Inside the busy and popular Transfer Company Food Hall, you'll find Locals Oyster Bar in the southern end of the space, across from bench warmers and near the patio. While the majority of Transfer Company seating is communal and shared, Locals Oyster Bar offers a more private dining option with individual tables and seating just for the restaurant. In traditional Oyster Bar fashion, there is stool seating along the counter and a handful of four tops deeper inside. The feel is industrial, concrete floors and brick, but with some interesting white lighting above. While the noise from the food hall keeps things from being really romantic at Locals Oyster Bar, the space does take on a different feel in the evening. If you're wondering who the culinary talent is behind the Locals Oyster Bar, it's Chef Eric Montaigne, who has cooked at the Boiler Room in Kinston along with the Old Standards Food in Raleigh. Usually Locals Oyster Bar has a small menu hung up behind the counter along with a paper menu up front at the order area. Note that there may be slightly different menus at night and during busier time periods when they will have more entrees and specials. One challenge I've had at Locals is their service style and menu changing from time to time and being unaware of how exactly to order. So ask questions up front. Currently, beer served at the main Transfer Company Food Hall bar cannot be brought into the Locals Oyster Bar area and vice versa. A more recent beverage change that confused me during my last visit. The menu consists of mostly smaller plates, appetizers, and sandwiches, along with beer and wine. Once you've figured out the details of how to order, you can focus on the food, and it is very good. Prices are decent given the more casual counter order setup, and of course, I'd recommend oysters on the half shell. Usually, they've got a local North Carolina oyster option, and the bivalves are served up with mignonette, cocktail sauce, horseradish, and lemon. These oysters are super fresh, as you'd imagine, and you can also do oyster kits, oysters, ice, and accoutrements, if you're willing to shuck them yourselves at home. I'd also recommend the spicy peel-and-eat shrimp, served up cold and with some butter. Two great seafood starters to share before your main meal. Some favorite dishes that I've tried at Locals Oyster Bar is their fried fish collars with hot honey, along with fried oyster poutine. The fried fish collars have a lumpy and bumpy coating covering tender white fish and some bone. A quick drizzle of spicy honey and tangy pickles on the side make for an interesting appetizer. And the fried oyster poutine is a wicked concoction of skin-on fries, gravy, and plump, freshly fried oysters. It's not currently on the menu, but hopefully it will be back in the fall time. A more recent meal showed off a fantastic crab roll stuffed with tons of fresh crab meat and topped with fragrant dill. I added some hush puppies with honey butter on the side, making for a perfect summer meal. Overall, I like what Locals Oyster Bar is consistently delivering. Fresh, well-prepared seafood at a decent price. I trust Chef Eric's skills in the kitchen, and I have yet to be disappointed over 5 or 6 visits. And while it's certainly not cheap, it's reasonably affordable compared to other seafood options in the area. I like that they can keep things simple with fried seafood or push harder with fancier preparations of their fish. And certainly, you can't get much fresher than dealing with a restaurant who offers seafood in a retail setting. So rock on, Locals Oyster Bar. While the service may be quirky at times, love your food and casual environs. Seafood doesn't have to be served up fancy when it's as fresh and as good as what Locals offers. Locals Oyster Bar is located at 500 East Davie Street in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-594-1459. And last but not least, we have some Friday fun food facts for the Triangle Food Blog. This was published July 30th. Two Triangle area powerhouses are teaming up for Cary's newest dining destination. LM Restaurants and acclaimed chef Katsuji Tanabe will open a Verde Cochina and Tequila Library later this year. The restaurant will be located at 2300 Walnut Street in the former Wild Wing Cafe space at the Centrum at Crossroads Shopping Center. And LM Restaurants has put acclaimed chef Georgios Bakastias of Georgios Hospitality Group in charge of the design. A new Mexican restaurant, Taco Addicts, is coming to Crossroads Plaza in Cary in the former Ruby Tuesday space. The restaurant will offer a combination of street food and traditional Hispanic dishes and is expected to open later this summer. Woody's Sports Tavern and Grill has opened their third location in Grace Park in Morrisville, the former trolley space. Their other locations are in Cary and Raleigh's City Market. Alpaca Peruvian Charcoal Chicken has just signed a lease at the Parkstone Shopping Center on Highway 64 in Knightdale. This will be their 10th location. No word on an open date yet. Ian Bracken has opened Ideals Sandwich and Grocery at 2108 Anger Avenue in Durham. It was noted that they have a limited menu, but that all sandwiches are served on fresh bread with great homemade potato chips. Also in Durham, WRAL's Sarah Kruger spotted a sign for Mr. Fry's Man that is coming to downtown Durham at 1105 West Main Street in the Bartlett Condo Building. The concept began in the Los Angeles market and now has nearly 20 locations across the United States. This will be the first location in North Carolina. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Reviews is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.